all of the blessings that you've given to us and helping us with our chapel.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would help us to continue to complete this work.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Lord, we know that this is the time of year that we can normally get some pretty nasty weather and lots of rain. Lord, if you see fit for us to be able to get some things accomplished today, we pray that you would hold off the rain for us. We'd be ever so thankful. Lord, we know that you can cause a storm to go around or split in half or go north or south, either one. It's all keeping, dear God, we pray. Father, we pray that you would please be with those that have special needs that are before your throne. We pray that you would bless the Williamson family.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray that you would comfort them in their time of need. Help them, Lord, to have the closure that they need to, and the loss of a loved one, Lord. We know that just because there's a funeral doesn't mean that the hurt goes away. We pray that you would be their friend and their comforter as only you can be. We pray, dear God, that you would please be with those that have special needs. Lord, you know of our neighbor to the east of us that has so many needs emotionally and spiritually, Lord. We pray that you would reach out to her, help her, and help him as he needs salvation. They both need salvation. We pray that you would deal with their hearts. Lord, you know the neighbor to the north of us that has physical needs and spiritual needs as well. We pray that you would bless them. Lord, we pray that you would please be with all of the other physical afflictions, those that have physical needs that are before your throne. We pray that you would reach down and give them a special touch. We're thankful to see Brother Randy out today.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would bless in a mighty way with him. We're so thankful for all the other healings that we've received in our lives. We're thankful that Brother Michael, we were talking about his hand before service, how he has better use of his hand now, Lord. Pray that you would continue to give him a special time. We just ask that you would bless him in a mighty way. Lord, be with, seems like Brother Stephen's request, Lord, we pray that you would bless in a mighty way with him. Help them, Lord, with their many needs that are before your throne. Be with Bella and Johnny and all the outstanding requests that the Smiths have. Pray that you would bless them in their lives, dear God. We haven't heard a report on Sister May, but Lord, we trust that she's feeling some better through the night. We ask, Lord, that you would please just bless in a mighty way. Be with our services here.
Yes, dear Lord.
Lord, may you pour out your Spirit upon us. Help us, Lord, to receive what we need for our souls. We thank you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Special song this morning.
We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify.
Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, He is Lord of all who dare. He is Lord above the universe, all praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of kings, hallelujah to the
Scripture says that come and let us exalt His name together. And I would, by the help of the Lord, that we take a little time this morning to exalt the name of the Lord. I have this week, just throughout the week, the phrase has just been coming to me in so many different ways. He is worthy. The Lord is worthy this morning of our praise. He's worthy, and maybe by the end of the message we can sing that song, but He's worthy of our love this morning. He's worthy of our life. He's worthy of our service. And I know sometimes that with all of the duties of life, that if we're not careful, maybe Christ will get minimized in the details of what's going on. And I just want us to remember what Christ really means to us today. Because, you know, Christ truly is our all in all. Without Christ, we just have a shell. Without Christ, we just have a form. Without Christ, we're just another group of people with some code of conduct. But I want to exalt Christ this morning because He's worthy. And sometimes with the trials and the pressures that life brings, and maybe when we heard in Sunday school, when we're weary, we just need to stop and start thinking about Jesus. You know, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. When we're weary, you might find yourself looking at yourself. You might find yourself looking at your problems. You might find yourself looking around at other people. But we need to lift our minds and our hearts up this morning. And I would that we see Jesus. I would that if there's things in life that you don't know about, if there's things that have been caused problems in your life, let's just get focused on Jesus. Because Christ is the answer and the reason and the motivating factor for really what we are to be and what our motivations in life are. So if you will turn with me over to the book of John, and we'll begin reading in John in the first chapter. Some were mentioning last Sunday at noon, the siren went off in Billings. So I need to enjoy this while I can, because there's no siren here at noon. But in John, in the first chapter, in the 35th verse, and as you all know, I try to be done by noon anyway. John chapter 1, verse 35. It said, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. You know, there's something wonderful about that, because there had been disciples of John. There had been people that had been listening to John's teaching and John's instruction. But when Jesus came by, John was not there to get any acclamation. He wasn't there for anything self-serving. But he was willing to point to the one that it was all about. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh what? Taketh away the sins of the world. I would that we behold the Lamb of God. I don't want to get my eyes fixed on a man.
I don't want to get my eyes fixed on a minister. I don't want to get my eyes fixed on just a group of people, but I want to see the Lamb of God, because when I see Jesus, it brings these other things into focus. But if the Lord would give us vision and perspective of the Lamb of God, you know, that's going to start changing our goals and our motivations. And these disciples of John, yesterday they could say I was a follower of John the Baptist, but today mine eyes have seen the Lamb of God, and today I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, let's read on a little bit. He went on to say, Jesus turned and saw them following. And he said, what seek ye? What are we seeking this morning? Is that a fair question for us individuals? What are you looking for? What do you want in life? And Jesus said, what are you looking for? What are you seeking? And they said, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master. Where dwellest thou? Where are you going? Where do you live? And he said, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And then moving down into verse 4, well, let's keep reading. It said, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he found his brother Simon and said, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, and thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip. And he said unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And then Philip found Nathanael. Do you see this chain reaction that's going on? Here there's Andrew that's following John, and then he finds Jesus, and then he goes tells Peter. And then we find that Philip heard the call to follow Jesus, and then Philip went to Nathanael and said, hey, come on, I found the one that we've been reading about. And Philip found Nathanael and said, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. And Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, come and see. I would that you come and see this morning. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take the word, you young people, you don't have to just take the word of your parents. You can come and see this morning. And he said, we found the one that we read about. This was the Lamb of God, and he is worthy this morning. I can personally testify of it to you, but you can come and find for yourself that Jesus is worthy of us following him. Why is it that Andrew and Peter and Philip, why is it that they left their nets? Why is it that they left their comfort zone to follow Jesus? It was because they recognized this man Jesus is worthy of us following. He's worthy this morning. When you follow someone that proves himself unworthy, it's disheartening, isn't it? I remember going to some training in a certain field for a few years. And I was trying to hone my skills in a certain area. And it had to do with finances and some financial things. And I remember going to different seminars, and I learned a lot. But you know what happened to the man that was teaching these seminars? He got caught, and he got put in prison for fraud. And I thought, this is the man I've been listening to. And he taught some things that were right, some things that were true, some things that worked. But you know what? He was a fraud. There were things that he was doing that were wrong. And you know, I don't want to follow something that's a fraud this morning. I don't want to have given my life for something that doesn't work. That's not the reason I left my nets, saints. I left my nets to follow the Lord because I have found that he was worthy. And I found that when I found that he was worthy of taking up a cross, I found that when there were things that I had to give up in my life that maybe the flesh didn't really want to, I found that it worked because the one that I was following, he was worthy of it. And I want us to see Jesus to know that he is worthy this morning. Why is it that he was worthy? Definition of worthy, just it means honorable, commendable, of excellence, of merit. You know, Christ is worthy of our praise this morning. He is worthy of us giving our life for. We won't take the time to read it, but the book of Mark in the 5th chapter. Do you remember the man that lived in the country of the Gadarenes? He was a man that was possessed with evil spirits. He was addicted. He was bound up by the enemy. But when Jesus came his way, something changed. This man that had been possessed with in torment, Jesus cast out the tormentor. Anybody hear about torment this morning? You know, I found it a reality, and I'm not just talking about when I was not saved. I'm talking about even after I was saved. I found someone that is worthy of my life because he casts out the torment. He's one where there is internal turmoil. I found that my Savior is one that whispers peace in my storm. And I say he's worthy to follow this morning. I say thank you, Lord. And without reservation, I can say that he is worthy. And so the man from the Gadarenes, after the evil spirits were cast out, Jesus was ready to depart. And this man said, I want to go with you. I want to go with you, Lord. And you know what Jesus told him? He said, you stay here. You know, sometimes I've seen people, they just want to go work for God. I want to go a long distance. I want to go work for God. And sometimes the Lord says, just go back home and tell how great of things God has done for you. Because you have a sphere of influence right where you're at. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want to call some of us far distances. But you know, it starts at home. And Jesus told this man, he said, go back home and tell how great of things that God has done for you. And it said the man went home and he published abroad throughout the city what good things God had done for him. He found that Jesus was worthy. Are you ashamed of Jesus this morning? I'm not ashamed of him. But if I'm not ashamed of Jesus, I don't want to be ashamed of his way. I don't want to be ashamed of the life that he has called me to, because he is worthy this morning. He is worthy. Why was he worthy? Because he loved me when I was unlovable. And you know what? Can we just not? I don't want to draw the lines between saved and not saved this morning. After you've been saved, have you ever been kind of unlovable? You know what? The Lord's worthy of my life because he loves me in my humanity. He loves me not just because I do everything right. He loves me when I make my messes. And he loves me when I fall short. And sometimes I don't hit the mark in the expectations that I know the Lord wants. And I found a Savior that was still there to love me and lift me up when I was fallen, and there to help me do better the next time. And while we were yet sinners, Christ did what? He died for the ungodly. Is he not worthy of our love this morning? You say, why do we love the Savior? Because he first loved us. And it wasn't because we deserved it, because it was because he cared for us. This morning, you know the Lord cares for you. The Lord cares for you, and he's interested in every single thing that touches our life. Yes, Jesus is worthy this morning. Why else is he worthy? Because he is the shepherd of our souls. When we were like sheep, gone astray, He came looking for me. Vanessa mentioned this week, she said, I still remember when Uncle Stephen got saved. You don't mind me calling that out, Stephen? She said, I don't remember when Aunt Chelsea, because she didn't pray in the service itself. But she said, I still remember when Uncle Stephen got saved. You know, there was a shepherd that month after month and year after year went looking for you, Stephen Chelsea. He went looking for me. He went looking for each one of us. And if you feel lost this morning, there's a shepherd that's out looking for you where you are. And he is worthy of our devotion this morning. And sometimes even after I've gotten saved, we can kind of lose our way a little bit. Even after we've been saved. I mentioned the Sunday school. It's not that we're turning our back on the Lord, but sometimes we, if we're not careful, we can kind of lose our bearings a little bit. We have to get reoriented. You know that I found that the Lord was there in His love, and He came looking for me. It's like, Michael, you're getting off a little bit here. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for being my guide. Thank you, Lord, for your correction this morning. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend to me. Thank you, Lord, for being there when maybe sometimes there were those that I thought should be there holding my hands up, and they weren't there. Have you ever been there? Seems like if anybody should have been there, they should have been there to help me. And I felt that way before. But you know what? I found the Lord was there. I found that the Lord was there, and He was faithful. And He didn't leave me. He didn't walk away from me. But He was there to help hold my hands up. He's worthy this morning of our love. He forgives us. Has the Lord forgiven you anything this morning? Is there anything you've done wrong? He is worthy because He forgives. And you know what else the Lord does that we don't have the human ability to do? He forgets. I know we can still have that memory, not that we're holding on to it, but we still know, yeah, that happened. But the Lord in His power, when we say, Lord, I'm sorry, the Lord forgives, He releases us, and He casts it far from us, never to be remembered anymore. And when the devil brings memories to your mind of what you did and the mess you made, and the Lord's sitting there thinking, what are you talking about? I forgot that. I don't remember that because I released you. I say He is worthy of our praises. Thank God. In the book of Revelation, in the 5th chapter, and we could, but we won't, spend a couple of days on this one, I think. But Revelation chapter 5, there is such a beautiful picture of the church around the throne of God giving the Lamb praise because He was worthy. We're just going to skip down through a few verses here. Revelation chapter 5. He said, I saw the right hand of Him that sat on the throne, a book written within, and on the backside filled with 7 seals. And an angel proclaimed and said, who is worthy to open the book? Now, this was not intended. I know people say, well, this is confusing. What is this book that was in the hand of God? This book was the divine revelation of God's plan for mankind. It went beyond the history. It had to do with the revelation of this dispensation of the gospel. All right? Because Gabriel, if you will remember, Gabriel revealed the history to Daniel. But Gabriel was not worthy to open this book up. There was only one that was worthy. So this was the plan of salvation. Do you know there is no man that can impart salvation to any of us? There is no one that can impart the fullness of God's plan and dispensation of grace. It said no man in heaven or on earth nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and read the book. And one of the elders said, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Isn't that wonderful? There was no man. I know there are ministers today and there are groups of people. They profess to be the ones that we have opened the seals. Those are false prophets. Those are false ministries. There is no man in heaven or on earth save Jesus Christ who is worthy to open up the plan of God that you and I can access the salvation through Jesus Christ. And John knew that there was something wonderful contained in that book, and he wept. And then the angel said, weep not, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. And who was that? That was Jesus Christ. That was Jesus Christ, and he revealed and opened up the fullness of the plan of God. And in verse 7, to save a little time, it said, he came and took the book. This is Jesus. Out of the hand of him that sat on the throne. So Jesus went and took that book out of the hand of God. And it said when he took the book, the four beasts and 24 elders, or the four living creatures. Now you say, who are these 24 elders? That was just a representation, a symbol of the Old and the New Testament church. The 12 patriarchs and the 12 disciples, all right? 12 plus 12 is what? 24. So this is just a representative of the early church, of the Old Testament church and the New Covenant church. And it said they fell down before the Lamb, every one of them with harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And it said they sung a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals, for thou wast slain. Now this is why he was worthy. Thou wast slain. He died on the cross, and he has redeemed us by God, by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And he's made unto us, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. You know what a beautiful picture that is? That we today can reign in victory because Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose from the dead, that out of every tongue and nation and kindred, there were those that were redeemed. You know, I know that sometimes our world divides up by tribe. I know in Kenya, even at the orphanage, you have children coming from different tribes. And Vanessa was mentioning how sometimes they kind of make fun of each other because they're from that tribe, or this one's from the bush, or this one's that, or that. And you know, that's all over our world today. People divide sometimes by their language, by the color of their skin, but we have been made one through Jesus Christ. It's not by color, it's not by skin tone, it's not by our language. What we have been made family when we have been washed in the blood of Jesus. We need not give in to the segregationist attitudes of our world today. We need not give in to this is yours and this is mine, and this division that is in our world. We are one in Jesus Christ. I say he is worthy this morning. He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our adoration because we have been redeemed. And so then it said, they said, I beheld and I heard the voice of... Oh, wait. We have to read verse 9. I'm sorry. They sung a new song.
Yes.
Thank God the old song was taken out of their mouth because the Lamb was worthy. And they sang a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book, and that's what we read to start with, but I want us to get hold of that new song. And it said, I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. You know what 10,000 times 10,000 is? It's 100 million plus thousands of thousands. Can you imagine the chorus that was in heaven with 100 million angels plus all of the redeemed singing, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. You know, I can say there's going to be 100 million, thousands and thousands plus one, because I want my spirit to join with theirs this morning. I want to say with the heartaches and the tears and the confusion and the weariness of life, He is worthy of our praise, and He's worthy of the sacrifice of praise out of my mouth. He's worthy of me saying, Lord, I'll leave my nets to follow You, because He has redeemed me. He has changed me. He's my friend. He's my comforter. He's my guide. Isn't He yours this morning? Oh, He's worthy so much. Thank God that He was worthy. And there's more that could be said, but what that song, what's the song says? Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
And I'd like to just put the emphasis on what? Oh, what a Savior this morning. He's worthy of our praise. He conquered the grave. Mm-hmm. He made us kings and priests. In verse 12, they said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. My grandma, she had a brain aneurysm, and she was sick for many years, couldn't care for herself. And it was the mercy of God that she prayed a prayer of repentance during those years after never having served God. It was worth it. But do you know, I remember my dad, and if you would go up and he'd start telling her, said, Mom, you're beautiful and you're kind and you're gracious and you're just, and going through this list. And she would just say, more, more. Don't stop, just get more. You know, this morning this kind of gave us a little bit of a list of why the Lamb is worthy. Wisdom and power and strength. I can just, Lord, look me down and say, it's Lord, I want You to know that we love You. And He is worthy. He's worthy of our love. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of holiness. And we'll be done here shortly. But you know, I remember meeting someone when we were in Shawnee, and they dressed kind of like we dressed. And I remember asking, I said, we were sitting down with this lady at a table, and I said, what do you all believe? And she said, well, holiness. I was like, okay, well, that's good. I said, what do you mean by that? I want to tell you what she said. And I want to tell you what she said, because I don't want you all to say it, all right? She said, well, we wear dresses and have long hair. And I sat and thought, ouch. That's the extent of holiness. And so we went to service. They had invited us to come. You've got to be careful about that, y'all. But we went to visit with them. And that was the message that we heard that morning. And you know, a lot that was said was right. However, holiness is about the exclusive use of the master. And it starts right in here. Holiness is a condition of heart. Holiness is when I recognize that Jesus is worthy. And that's why the scripture says in 1 Chronicles 16:29, give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I thought, what is the beauty of holiness? It's when I open my heart and I said, Lord, I am exclusively following You. In my heart, in my attitudes, in my spirit, in my devotion, in my goals. And yes, there are a few exterior things. But the bulk of holiness is about a condition of my heart. And I say this morning that, Lord, You are worthy of our worship to You in holiness. Because He is a holy God. And when I come before Him, I want Him to look down in my heart. And I want Him to say, Michael, I'm pleased with what You're bringing to me. I don't want to bring a divided heart to my Lord. I want to bring a heart that's open and say, Lord, here I am. And I say, He's worthy to follow this morning. He's worthy of bearing the cross. I know there's a cross for each and every one of us, but He's worthy of us bearing the cross. And I could just say more, and y'all could help me out here with adjectives, why He's worthy. But let's lift the Lord up this morning. Would you sing the song with me this morning? We could just stand. And I don't know, did you send that out, Renee? The song, Lord, You're Worthy. He's worthy to be exalted this morning. And when I'm in trouble, and when I'm in tears, and when I'm in confusion, and when I don't know which way to turn, and when I'm troubled, He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our love, and He's worthy of our life. Lord, You're worthy.